All right, so now I'd like to introduce another type of meditation that's called walking meditation. So it's helpful to not just meditate only when we're sitting, but also to be able to introduce movement into meditation itself. And so walking can be a placeholder for any kind of movement, whether you're simply waving your hand back and forth, or maybe doing the dishes or doing something simple that you can pay attention to, you know, taking a sip of tea. And so walking meditation is we're going to simply be aware of each foot stepping, one step after another. Now, sometimes people find that the movement really allows them to be more present. The activity kind of engages their attention in a way that sitting practice is less accessible. Other times some people find that walking meditation is more distracting because there's all these things coming up. Wherever you find yourself on that spectrum, walking is still very helpful. So I think without talking more, I want to just go right into a guided meditation around it. So if you're able to walk, if you can find, you can take a few steps. I know you all have different situations and maybe you're wired to your computer. But if you can stand and be able to take a few steps, you know, five steps would be fine. Longer is fine. And if not, you can just, if you can't walk for whatever reason, you're welcome just to sit. That's perfectly fine. And in its place of walking, we'll have you simply move a hand, simply waving from one side to another. So just take a moment to find a walking path. And so whether you're walking or sitting and just, I'm going to be waving your hand, just take a moment to notice the standing posture. And not an idea like evaluating how upright you are, but actually noticing what are the sensations in this new position. Noticing the quality of relationship to the ground, the sense of uprightness. And in particular, noticing the contact of your feet touching the ground. And if you're sitting still, noticing the contact of your hips, your sits bones on your chair or your cushion. And as you notice that sensation, a word or a description might come to your mind, like that's warm or cold, that's pleasant or unpleasant. And now see if you can slip underneath those words to the experience those words are pointing toward. To go to this place before words, to the direct experience. If you get a sense of this, there can be this richness of the immediate experience. You can see how any one word can't capture the immensity, the richness, the vastness of this simple sensation of standing or sitting. Now inviting a little bit of movement, simply shifting your weight from one foot to another, or shifting your weight from one sits bone, one hip bone to the other, one buttocks to the other buttocks. Now each shift of weight reveals a whole different quality of sensations. This is something very ordinary, very common, but you usually don't make attention, connect with it. We don't usually really notice it. paying attention on purpose, noticing this shift of weight from one side to another. Now, if you're standing, taking a couple steps, you can go in a slow pace and feeling each shift of weight is accompanied by each step. And if you're sitting, you know, that's perfectly fine. You can continue to feel that shift of weight as you go from one side to another. Or you might choose to slowly wave your hand back and forth in front of your chest, wherever is comfortable without strain. Now this changing sensation with each step, that becomes what we focus our attention on. That becomes our anchor of attention. Practicing that friendly attention, that non-agenda attention. Nothing needs to be done other than simply notice, other than simply be present for. And as you walk back and forth, or wave your hand, or shift your weight, sometimes the mind gets more easily distracted. Again, the coming back is what strengthens your mindfulness. The coming back is what steadies your attention. So be very patient. As objects in the room catch your attention. Oh, I have to do this, or I forgot to pay that bill. Come back, practicing coming back to the body, coming back to the feet touching the ground, coming back to the hips, the buttocks shifting weight from one side to another. With walking, I'll introduce another meditative technique, and that is noting. So with each step, you may say to yourself, stepping, stepping. This actually gives your mind something to do. So you can actually focus a little bit more clearly. Oh, there's the step. There's the step. This is helpful if your mind feels very distracted and very unfocused. Or if you're sitting, shifting, shifting, or waving, waving. The speed of the walk doesn't matter. What matters is, does it allow you to connect with the experience of walking? Sometimes walking very, very super slow is helpful. Sometimes a more normal pace is helpful. And periodically pausing, just standing still, sitting still, and just connect with the body standing, the body in a still place. And then naturally resuming the movement. One step, one wave of the hand at a time. feeling this step right now, feeling this shift of weight, this wave of the hand.